and on the bottom of your Gimel on the base. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar al Asher Komtu, Shenem Rasher Komtu Vlo Eish, the Eish Nar Yutzak Yisoda. The says that the Malachim that are created from Nar Dinor fall on the heads of the Rishoyim. Which Rishoyim are these? Tanya Omer of Shimon Achosid, Elu Chameos Rishidim V'arba Doro Shekomtu Lehiboros, call them Shenivra Ha'ola, the Lo Nivra. These are 970 Doros that should have been created before the world was created. So some say that means literally before the world was created was 970 Doros. And some say it was, these Doros should have been after Adam HaRishon, before Matan Torah. So whatever that means, there were 974 Doros. Some say a Dor is about 10 years, others say Doros is 20 years. But the 974 Doros of people that should have been created, and they weren't. Oh my, what the reason is, let's see, Rashi. Al Asher Komtu, Al Tatka Ad Doros, the 974 Doros, Shehevri Min Ha'olam, Kodim Matan Torah. Rashi's master that these Doros should have been after Adam HaRishon, before the Torah was given. Velo Baron, and the Rabbanim didn't actually bring them into this world, didn't create them. The Tony Lekamon. The Nosnon Gehenna, he put them into Gehenna. The Aleim Nofil, and the Malachim of Nar Dinor fall on top of them. Shenemar Bohen, the Nar Yutzak Yisoldam, Vahainu Nar Dinor, Shemutzak Aleim. Kom tu liboros, nigzru liboros, loshem vatik meteini la'ad hoyo. They were supposed to be born, but they were cut off. Okay. Kodim shenivar olam rashi, nigzru alem liboros, lios kodim matan Torah, l'kayim ha-shenem or dover tzivo la'elev dor. It would have been proper, the Torah being given after 1,000 doros, and it actually wasn't given until after 26 doros. So there were 970 doros that should have been and weren't. Ru'u yohaisa Torah li'nosin l'sof elev dor, k'shiroa she'en holo miskayim below Torah, omad v'tirda, v'nosin l'sof chav vav doros, me'odom harishin ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So what exactly this means, and then the Mura says, v'lon yiv, omad ha-kodesh baruch v'shosvan b'chol dor v'ador, v'hein hein azri panim shebedor. The Rabban Shalom saw that these 970 doros couldn't exist one after the other before Matan Torah, the world couldn't exist without Torah, and therefore he split them up, and planted them in every generation, just like he planted tzaddikim in every generation. There's always tzaddikim and always rishoyim. In fact, one of the mefarshim says, if you see therefore a door where there's not a balance of tzaddikim and rishoyim, it's a door shekulo chayiv or kulo zakai, it's a simon Mashiach's coming. Because otherwise, throughout the generations, there's always a balance between tzaddikim and rishoyim that the Rabban Shalom put people in the door that are have a potential this way or that way. And these are the Azeponim. I think the Marshal, one of the Mefarshim points out, we learned in Beya that the Klal Yisrael are the Azim Sheba Amin. Without Torah, the Torah was given to take away that Azus. So the people who were basically created before Matan Torah have that Azus, never taken away. So they're the Azeponim Shebedor. Okay, you're Zochet to even know some of them. So in any case, those are the... The Azei Ponim Shebedor. Okay, and what that means, why they were put into Gehenna, the first time asked, so why were they put into Gehenna? They didn't do anything wrong. Well, some say, well, actually the Rabban Shalom knows what a person will do. He usually does not punish a person based on that, but here these Doros were known to be people who deserve to be in Gehenna. And others say that that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that... there were neshamas created. The world is a tremendous like puzzle, and every piece has to fit in. And there are certain neshamas that were created to come into this world for a second, like David HaMelech was supposed to come in. There are certain neshamas that weren't created not to come into this world altogether, just to be part of the picture, and those neshamas are supposed to be in Gehenna. It's not a punishment for them. Those were like malachim. Some malachim were created for this, some malachim created for something else. There were neshamas that were created to be in Gehenna for whatever reason. No, they're not Jewish, they're not even human neshamas, they never came into this world. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Asher Kom Tu Lebracha. No, Asher Kom Tu is not talking about those 974 Doros. It's talking Lebracha. Dechsi Habracha. Dechsi Elu Talmidei Chachamim Shemekamtim Atzman Al Divrei Torah Bolam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala Lohem Sol Olam Haba. The fact that the Nar Dinor falls on their head doesn't mean for bad. It means for good. That the Rabban Shalom reveals secrets to these people, Talmidei Chacham, who are mekamtin, they cut themselves off from the luxuries of the world in order to, what's it called, to learn Torah. Shenemar nar yutzak yisodam. Okay, that's the sod. Yisodam is a hint of sod. Because sod is the yisod of everything. It's the inner meaning of something. So sod and yisod go together. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Omer le Shmuel lechia barav bar Arye ta emalach milsa mehani mili ma'alius of havi Omer avuch. Shmuel said lechia barav. I'll tell you some things that your father Rav said. Kol yom v'yom nivroi malachi ashorish minar dinor. The Amrei Shiro Batli. Every day there are malachim that are created from Nar Dinor, and they say Shira and their Batli. Their whole purpose is to say Shira once. On the other hand, there are Kavuim malachim, like Michael and whatever, Gavriel, and they're Kavua, and they say Shira many times. Shenemar Chadoshim Labkorim Rabba Emunosecha. Right? Every day there are Chadoshim Labkorim, new things created every morning. Upliga the Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. The Omer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer of Yonason, called Dibur v'Dibur Shiyotzi v'Piyakarish Baruch Hu Nivrim Yimenu Malach Echad. The Malachim are not created from Nar Dinor, they're created from the words of the Rabban Shalom. Every time the Rabban Shalom speaks, a new Malach is created. Shenemar, B'Dvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu, U'Beruach Piv called Tzva. Ruach Piv, all the Tzva HaShomayim are created. Kosuv Echad Omer Levushe Ketevek Chiyor, V'Sar Reishe Ka'amer Nakov. One pasuk says that the Rabban Shalom is dressed in white. That's how the Nevi'im see the Rabban Shalom in Nevuah, dressed in white. Uksiv ketzosav taltalim shchoras chorev. Another one says the Nevi'im saw the Rabban Shalom with white, and his hair is white. And another pasuk says that the Nevi'im see the Rabban Shalom with black hair. Lo kasha. Kan be yeshiva, kan be mechama. When the Rabban Shalom is portraying himself as a Zokin, Yoshe B'Yeshiva, like by Matan Torah, then the Nevi'im saw him represented as a person with white hair. And when the Nevi'im see him portrayed as a warrior, then they see him with what's it called, with black hair. Omar Mar, Ein L'chanoa B'Yeshiva L'Zokin, an older person is more mehudr when it comes to Yeshiva. And a young person is more appropriate to milchama. It doesn't mean the Rabban Shalom has white hair or black hair. I mean, just like when the Navi sees a concept, like what's it called, the concept of lo b'chayil v'lo b'koachim baruchi. What does he see? A menorah. The menorah is not a lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach. It's a symbol for a concept. So too, when the Navi sees what's it called? He wants the Navi, the Rabban Shalom wants to portray himself to the Navi, so he portrays it through a symbol. The symbol is a person sitting on a throne. So sometimes that person has white hair, sometimes the person has black hair, whatever the symbol is supposed to be. Kosov Echad Omer, Karse Shvivin Dinor, the Kosov Echad Omer, Aldi Karsun Roma V'Atik Yomim Yosef. One Pasuk says that there's one throne, and the other one says, on the thrones. Masha, there's more than one throne. Lo kasha. Echad lo ve'echad le'dovid. So the first explanation is that two thrones. One the Rabban Shalom sits on, and one kibiyochol David HaMelech sits on next to the Rabban Shalom. Kiditanya. And the Brisa says that echad lo ve'echad le'dovid div Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Omer lo Rabbi Yossi Aglili Akiva ad Moshe ata'ose shchinachol. Till when are you going to make midrashim that seem to make the Shechinah chol, that the Rabban Shalom sits on a chair next to David HaMelech. Right, and one of the portions is, what's Ad Mosai? Mashmah that this is not the first time. Because Rabbi Akiva was the one who darshan, Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Said also, a medrash where you equate Talmidei Chachamim to the Rabban Shalom. Elo echad ledin vechad letzdaka. The Rabban Hashem himself has two what's it called, thrones, one ledin, one letzdaka. Kibli minei alokim minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept the correction or not? Toshma, echad ledin vechad letzdaka, did Rabbi Akiva. Then later on, Rabbi Akiva said the same shot. Echad ledin vechad letzdaka, and he forgot about echad ledavid. Omer lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva malacha etzel hagada. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagreed with that too. And he said, Rabbi Akiva, your forte is not agada. Klach mid midabrosecha etzel negoyim v'alos. Your forte is more by negoyim and olos, and halacha, not nagada. And why dafkin negoyim and olos? Some say he wanted to hint him that he needs kapara for comparing the Rabban Shalom before to David HaMelech, to Echad Chol and Echad Kodesh. Ela Echad v'kisei v'echad v'shrachshat. The reason it says two kisos, one refers to the kisei and one to the footstool. Kisei leishev olav, the kisei Hashem is what he sits on. And again, this all is not literal. It's all ideas that these things represent. So Kibiyochel, the Rabban Shalom sits on a throne, and the Sfarim say that means that's the Hashgach of the Rabban Shalom of the world, where the Rabban Shalom is settled and ruling the world. That's called Kisei HaKavod, Hashgach. That's what the Kisei HaKavod is. The Hashgach of the Rabban Shalom is surrounded with all these chayas or whatever. That's how the Hashgach comes into the world, with various midos or whatever. And Shraf Shaf V'Hadom Raglav. And when he's settled and what's it called, and is controlling the world, his feet are on this footstool. It's a place for his feet. Shenemar Hashemayim Kisi V'Haretz Hadom Raglai, which also implies that the Hashgach and the Rabban Shem doesn't all come directly from the Rabban Shem without going through other channels, but the Hashgach, many times, the Rabban Shem sets things into motion that then are set into motion by Malachim and other forces, but they're all basically the results of the Rabban Shalom's Hashgacha. Let's see Rashi. Rabba Emunasecha, Rabba Tehiloscha Aleihem. Right, that the Malachim, their new Malachim created every morning, and the Rabba Emunasecha, your Tehila, your Emuna, comes from them. They sing Shira once, and they disappear. Karse Mashma Kisei Echad. One Pasuk says the Rabban Shalom has one throne. Karson Ramu Shnei Kisos. Second one, Mashman, that there's more than one Kisei. Niskinu Leishevelen, there's two Kisos. Shechina Chol, Hoshiv Adam Betzido. Harkim Darshan, something that there's a human being, even David HaMelech, sitting next to the Rabban Shalom. Kol Midabrosecho, Chadal Midvorecho, Achshtagiyot Tzonegoyim Valos. Hold yourself in. Don't Darshan when it comes to Agada. Wait till you get to Negoyim Valos. Shein Halachos Ambukos. That's your forte, these deep halachos. The Osir of Dimi Omar Shmone Esrei Klolos Kil Yishayis Yisrael V'Laniskara Daito Ad Shomer Lohem HaMikra Azeh. Yishayahu mentioned 18 Klolos that he gave Klal Yisrael. And a Klola is not necessarily bad. A Klola means to, just like a bracha means to increase something, a Klola means to decrease something. Kal. So sometimes if people are doing bad things or whatever, then they need those things to be decreased, their power to be decreased, but they're good. So Yishayahu HaNavi mentioned 18 negative things that would happen to Klal Yisrael as a kapara and as an onish for their chatoy. And lo niskara daito, and he wasn't satisfied, ad she'omer lehem ha-mikra zeh, until he came to the final one, yirharvu hanar bezokeng, v'hanikle benichped, the worst klala is that children will rise up against elders, and the people who don't know too much will rise up against the people who are supposed to be mechuvit, right? Honorable people. Dishonorable people will rise up against honorable people. Shimon Esrei Klolos Ma'ini, where are the 18 Klolos? Dichsiv, ki hinei ha'adon Hashem Tzvokos, Mesir Yerushalayim umi Yehuda, Mashenu Mashena. The Rabban Hashem is going to take out of Yerushalayim every support. Kol Mishan Lechem. Not going to be bread or water. Gibor the Ish Milchama. He's going to take away Gibor, Ish Milchama, Shofate, the Navi, the Kosein. The Gemara is going to explain each one. The Zokin, Sarchamishim, Unasuponim, the Yoetz, the Chochem, Charoshim, Unavon, Lachash. The Nosati, Noorim, Soreyam, and the children, fools, young people will be the leaders, the Salulim Yimshalubam. And Salulim are people of who are Mevuze, Nikla, like it said before. Kalim will be the leaders. Okay, the Vilna Gaon says that before Mashiach comes, the Erev Rav will be the leaders of Klal Yisrael. There will be Jews who basically, because of their actions, don't come from people who stood at Har Sinai, but rather come from the Erev Rav. Not necessarily physically, but spiritually relate to the Erev Rav. Those will be the leaders of the Klal Yisrael and cause more harm than they cause good, which doesn't need any explanation. Nishan Elu Bali Mikra. So what are these 18 things? Nishan are, there won't be people who know Chumash. Mashena Elu Bali Mishnah. There won't be people who know Mishnah. Kagon Reb Yehuda Ben Seim of Echaderov. So Pligubar of Pop of Rabbonim. Chad Omar, what was their koach in Mishnah? Chad Omar Sheshmiyo Sidre Mishnah. One says that there was originally 600 Sdorim of Mishnah. There are many ways of understanding what that means. The Mishnayos we have are very not in detail. The details were left to Torah Shebal Peh. But originally, when they set up Mishnayos, not necessarily written down, they had much, much more detail, and there were 600 Sdorim of Mishnayos. That's one pshat. Another pshat they say is that originally every Talmud Chacham, what's it called, wrote down his Mesorah for himself. You weren't allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh to teach it, but for yourself, Megillah Sdorim, you're allowed to write it down. And so there were 100 different Megillah Sdorim, personal Mishnayos, 6 Sdorim, 100, 600. When Rabbi Yehuda Nasi took all these 100 versions, and he made one version out of all of them. That was the Mishnah. And he reduced them to 6 Sdorim of, that was, what's it called, that was based on these 106 Sdorim, meaning 600 Mishnayos, Sidrei Mishnah, that existed before him. That's another pshat. Another pshat is that the Mishnayos used to be, that the Torah Shebal Peh was only set up according to 6 Sdorim, according to topic, by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So originally, the Torah Shebal Peh was on the psukim of the Torah. That's the Safra, Mechilta, Sifri. That was Torah Shebal Peh. It went on the psukim. Wasn't arranged by topic. It was arranged by pasuk. But there was another arrangement of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which was 600 Sdorim, meaning each mitzvah was a seder in Mishnah. There were 613. 600 is just rounded off. And every mitzvah had its compendium of Torah Shebal Peh on it, and that was a seder Mishnah. It was set up according to mitzvahs, not set according to topic, and not according to psukim. So that was the 600 Sidrei Mishnah. The Chad Omer Shvamiyo Sidrei Mishnah was 700 Sdorim of Mishnah. So they had the tremendous details in their oral Mishnahs, the way they set it up. Called Mashin Lechem Elu Bali Talmud. Mashin Lechem refers to people who know Gemara. Shenemer lechu lachmu belachmi, shesu b'yein masochti. It's one of the reasons why part of the Talmud is called Meseches, because yein masochti. Lechol mishan mayim elu bali agoda. Mishan mayim is the bali agoda. Shemoshin libo shalodim kemayim. They pull a person's heart like water flows. Flows. People like to listen to agoda. Gibor zebal shmuos. Gibor is a person who knows a lot of sources. The ish milchama zeshiyodea lisa v'litein b'milchamta shel Torah. Like the Gemara says in Horios, there's a Sinai, that's the Gibor, the Baal Shmuos, and there's an Oker Horin, the person who has the pilpul, who knows how to ask and answer questions. That's the milchamta shel Torah. That's the Baal ish milchama. Shofet zedai, there won't be any judges. Shedon din emes lamito. Novi kemashmo, there won't be any neviim. Kosem is a melech. Kosem is a euphemism for a melech. Shenemar kesem al sitse melech. Zokein is a shiroi li yeshiva. A zokein is a person who's fit to sit the yeshiva. Not everybody is fit to sit in the yeshiva. Sar chamishim al tikrei sar chamishim el esar chumoshim. Zeshi yodea lisa velitei mechamishikum shetorah. Somebody knows how to to be proficient in all Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Dover Acher Ser Chamishim Kedravo. Dover Avo Mikan Shein Mamidim Meturgim Al Tzibur Pachas Michal Shemish Mishana. Ser Chamishim means somebody who's 50 years old, then Meturgimon can't be less than 50. Unesu Ponim Zesha Nosnim Ponim Lidoro Bavura. This is somebody who the whole door, it finds favor in the Rabban Shlom's eyes because of him. Kigom Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Lamala Kigom Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, somebody who no longer is alive. An example was Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Lamata, somebody alive now, Kigom Rabbi Avo, Bei Kesar. Well, Rabbi Avo, the Kesar gave covet to Klal Yisrael because of Rabbi Avo. Yoetz, Shiyodea La'aber Shonim V'likbo Chadoshim. Yoetz is somebody who knows how to make the calculations for Ibur Shonim and Kriyas Chadoshim. The Chacham is a Talmud. Hamakim is Ravosav. Chacham is a student who's smart enough that his questions make his Rebbein smart. Charoshim, B'shoah Sheposeach, B'divrei Torah, Kol Nasim Charam. Person who, when he opens his mouth in Divrei Torah, everybody becomes like deaf mutes. They have nothing to say. V'novon Z'amevin Dover Mitoch Dover. Novon is a person who understands from what he learns more things. Lachash zeh roy limsor lo divrei Torah shenitnu b'lachash, and lachash the person who's roy to be given sisrei Torah, the things that are passed on in whispers. So those are the 18 clauses. See Rashi till here. Kilo yishayo Yisrael kolomer nisnabe aleim yudches peronios. He foretold 18 peronios would come to them because of their chatoy. Yirhavu yisgavu, and he wasn't satisfied until the final worst klala is that youngsters will be mizgoya on older people, and people who are don't deserve kovet will be mizgoya, and people who do deserve the kovet. Sheish mi'al sidrei mishma hayu bimehim. Lechem elu bali hashas, yesh lismo chal horosan kismichas lechem. You can rely on them, on their psakim from the Gemara. You don't pass them shilas from Agada and not from Mishnah. Only from the Gemara. So that's like something that's a mainstay, a staff of life. Baal Shmuel, Sheshoma Halachos Pesukos Ravosav, Vishkuros Vafid. Person has a lot of information, knows a lot of sources. Roy Leisha B'Yeshiva, V'likul Mimenu Eitz of the Choldover Chochma. Person who's Roy to sit, the Yishuv Hadas, and you could ask advice from him. Kin Rav Avo, Lahamid Lefonim Meturgamon Lidrosh Baradim. You don't set up a maturgamon for somebody who's less than 50 years old. Not that the maturgamon has to be 50. But the maturgamon, you don't give somebody a maturgamon unless he's 50 years old. L'mala no simponim bavuru l'doro, sh'akom nizonim v'schusom. Right? That in Shamayim, they show favor to the generation because of his schus. G'nor b'chanim adosik, g'namim b'alma, kol ha'olam eno nizon, elam b'shvil chanina b'ni. They weren't tiny. That the Gemara says the whole world is fed because the schus of Chanina, and he is satisfied with kav charuvim. That's what he eats. Lamata, and somebody who down here, now it said wrong. It's not that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa wasn't around. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was somebody who in Shomayim they showed favor to the door because of him, and Rebbe Avo was somebody who down here they showed favor to Klal Yisrael because of him, meaning that the Caesar showed favor to Klal Yisrael because of Rebbe Avo. Lamata Malchei Ha'umos Mechabdin Oso B'Shvilo Kegon Rebbe Avo Shoy Yechoshu B'Veis HaMelech Kiraminu Sechus Sanhedrin Davul Nafki Amos Odevei Kesar La'ape. He used to send his servants to greet him, to give him COVID. Shiroi Limsolo Kigon Av Bezdin Velibo Doi Bekirba, like we had before. Somebody who's Roy to hear Marisa Merkova, whatever, has to be an Av Bezdin who has tremendous Yerushamai. Okay. Venasati Naorim Sorehem. The Yishayo says that the Rabban Shalom will make Naorim, youngsters, foolish people, they'll be the rulers. Mai Venasati Naorim Sorehem, Obra Lazar, Elu Ben Yodim Sheminu Orim in Amitzvah. These are people who are bereft of mitzvahs. The sa'alulim yimshalubam, and the talulim will rule over them. Omar Rav Papa Bar Yaakov, tali b'nei tali. Like, what's it called? Shualim b'nei shualim. That's a sign of people who are not like the lion, but the shul. The shul is what's it called? Looks to be a pikeah, but he's not the lion. Rashi. Tali shuali. Okay. Below niskara daito at shomer lahem yiravu anar bezokin, and he wasn't satisfied till he gave them the klala that children will stand up against the elders. Elu b'nei odem shimdorim in mitzvahs yiravu mishem mulam mitzvahs. People who are bereft of mitzvahs will be misgoya on people who are full of mitzvahs, karimo. People who consider the important, serious things as nothing. They don't take Torah seriously, right? Yirhavu, they will be misgaya, be mishikalos, domos lokamuros. People who take even the things that aren't so serious seriously in Torah. Omrav Katina, afilu b'shas kishlonos Yerushalayim l'poskumi ambali amone. Even when Yerushalayim was at its low ebb, there still were reliable, trustworthy people. Shenemar ki yitfos ish va'ochid beis aviv, simla l'chakotzin tiyalonu, that people go and ask, be the ruler over us. Do you have a garment that you could be the ruler? We'll see one second what it's talking about. Tvarim shebnei odem miskasim kesimla yeshlem tachas yadecha. Do you have Torah? In other words, do you know anything that you could be the a leader for us? It's also a euphemism for Torah, because you really can't be successful in Torah unless you failed and made mistakes, and then when you correct the mistakes, you know it better. And the people will answer, the people that are asking, can you be the leader over us? They'll be honest and say, I don't know anything. The ain't simla. Lo sesimuni ktsin am. Right. Yisa, the ein yisa loshin shvu, and they'll swear. Shenemar lo sisa shem Hashem lokecha. Lo eh yechovesh. Lo hayisi mechov she beis hamedrash. I'm not somebody who ever sat in a beis medrash and learned. Vaveisi ein lechem. I don't have any Torah. Vein simla. Shein biyodi lo mikra, velo mishnah, velo gemara. Marissa says, Dilma shani hosam, di omer lo gamir na amri le emaloch. Emolon, right? So the Chora, what's it called over there? It's not because they're trustworthy people. It's because if they say that they know and they'll ask them, they won't know, they'll be embarrassed. So they're forced to say the truth. Not because they're trustworthy. Mar says, no. Avi l'lameim or gomer v'shocha. If they weren't trustworthy, they could have said, oh yeah, I once knew, but I forgot it. But they're honest enough to say they never knew anything. So even when Yerushalayim was b'kishlona, they still were honest people. My lo e yechovesh, and from here it's mashma, that it's better to say that you don't know. That's trustworthy. But to say that you learned it and forgot it, that not. In other places, it's what you call Moshe Rabbeinu said lo shamati. He didn't say I heard and I forgot. Might would have been a bigger mile to say I heard and I forgot, or whatever, lo shamati. So sometimes, for Moshe Rabbeinu for sure, it's better not to say that he learned it and he forgot it. But the Ravansham didn't tell me. It's not a bizoyin. That's not a bizoyin for a person to say. But for other people, to say he didn't learn anything, that in itself is a bizoyin. Here's mashma. It's a bigger bizoyin to say, I never learned. Then they could have been mechap and say, I learned it and I forgot it. But Moshe Rabbeinu is mafshid apis. He said, I never heard it. Right? And to say he forgot it would have been a bigger bizoyin.
We all learned it, right?
Well, that's not learning that you ever learned that you knew it. It was a potential learning. My lo e yechovesh klal. Eini v'omar rova lo chor v'shalayim at sheposku menu bali amona. But here it says that, so when they said, I never learned. Not that I learned and I forgot it. So that, what's it called, they were bali amona, they were trustworthy people, they didn't lie. They admitted they never learned. Zemara says, Omarov alo chor v'shalayim at sheposku menu bali amona. The Ma'is Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed until there was no longer anybody trustworthy. Shenemar shotetu b'chutzos Yerushalayim v'ru'u na de'u b'kshu b'chovoseha im timtzu ish im yesh osa mishpat mevakish emuna v'eslachla. Go and look around the streets of Yerushalayim. You can find somebody who's honest, right? Mevakish emuna, who's trustworthy, I'll forgive them. So So the Masha, there wasn't anybody. Where it says Lokasha, how the Divrei Torah, in Divrei Torah they were still trustworthy. They were trustworthy enough to say they didn't learn. When it came to business, though, they weren't trustworthy. There was nobody left. The Divrei Torah Havu, there were trustworthy people when it came to Divrei Torah, the Masu Matan Lo Havu, but there's nobody trustworthy when it came to business. Rashi. Ki yispos ish ba'achiv ha'kosuv hoya megan on lomar shalohoyu yodim lahoshiv l'shoalim halacha. Right? The Pasuk, speaks derogatorily about them, that they didn't know how to answer, they didn't learn. They didn't know how to answer in learning. They couldn't speak in learning. Shibnei Odom Eskasimem nechboyim shalo yishalubahem. They used to hide that people shouldn't ask them questions because they didn't know anything. The Vishayin Bekiim Bohem. Yeshun Tachas Yedecha Kolom Ratov Boki Bohem. They would go and ask, could you be our Rav? Could you be a leader? Do you know anything? And they, Eilim Kei Nichshol Bohem. Do you know the things that people know because they make mistakes? Kishat Talmud Nichshol B'Shmuasa. When somebody makes a mistake, Pam Rishon, the first time, Ushniya, who knows him, Leiv Lama L'Shmuasa. Then he learns it better. Right, Sheva Yipo Tzadik Bekom. Tzadik falls seven times and he gets up because of the falling. Each time he falls, he strengthens himself to stand up better. Lo Eya, Eini Rogelios. No, I'm not the kind of person that could be a leader. Dil Mahai Nomi Lamishim Dan Shamono. Maybe it's not because they were trustworthy. Eladi Havi Omer Gamirna Havi Amri Le Emalon Vehu Lo Havi Yoda. Maybe they weren't trustworthy, they just were realistic. And if they said they knew, they would ask some questions, they wouldn't know anything. What it says, no, if they weren't trustworthy, they would say, I knew, but I forgot. I did learn. But there they admitted they never learned.